Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Of Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew asempati dubako.
And then we will also be reading from 2 Kings chapter 2. Matthew chapter 11 and 2 Kings chapter 2. Let us read the 2 Kings first. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away.
Na ekoba se Emra Elijah ne Elisha etu na monoka se bisameni aope na mayama ansana ya befami ako.
And Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
Na Elisha ka se ankebeye se umusre wa usun minya numahumienu.
And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing, nevertheless if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee.
Na wakase ni awebisa na ye dinemom se wuhu se ye mami suwa kwa dia enye na ni awebisa na usabeka.
And it shall, but if not, it shall not be so.
Na se amane saadia wu nyani awoshishen.
And it came to pass as they went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted both ascender, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
Na emra womugusu omukora na mponko ejadi womachi sane ebai na mframa anu yeshe ba befa Elijah ekoy.
And Elisha saw it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Na Elisha huye.
And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof.
Na okase, merade, merade, Israel mponko.
So what Elijah wanted him to see, he saw.
Ano ti adia na Elijah pesa Elisha huno huye.
Matthew chapter 11 verse 7 to 10.
Matthew asempati duba kuchichemu son diko edu.
And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John.
Na emra omo konara Yesu shasesa okasa semwe afa Yohani hu.
What went ye out into the wilderness to see?
And then omo ko esrenu sunu muko huye.
A reed shaking with the wind.
But
what went ye out for to see?
A
man clothed in soft raiment.
Na obi a wase atare ana.
Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses.
Na one more musa atare ehu go na omo ahimfie.
May you wear soft clothing.
I receive it. Enkoba ni se won so be se atare a ehu go.
But what went ye out for to see?
Na denti na moko ho den na na moshishe.
A prophet?
Nkomsheni.
Yes, I say unto you, more than a prophet.
No crap me katsia mo se esin nkomsheni.
For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Na she weni asema esi ye se wakase me suma fomu edikan.
Jesus asked the people several times, what went ye out for to see?
Now yes, be sound crophone pain piece. Moko abonti wasa moko shedin.
The title of my sermon is, what do you see?
Now my sermon is edena wuhu.
Elijah told Elisha, you have asked for the anointing in a double portion, and it is a very difficult thing to get.
Now Elijah catcher Elisha say, "Adia webisa sa wo pemi musre boku mienu no. Eya adia bia eya din se webisa."
But he said, "If you see."
Na wo kan se se wo hu a.
So what you see, and how you see, who you see is very, very important in this life.
And nti ade a wo hu, e kwan a wo fa so a wo hu, ene ne a wo hu no, e ye ade ehia power abraboy mu.
As Elisha saw what he had to see, may you also see what you must see before you enter the coming year.
Na said ya Elisha ohun ni ana esese wo hu no enko ba ni se wo so be hu ni esese wo hu ansa na ye ra afefofro no.
What we see is very important.
Ade a ye hu na hia pa.
Sometimes what we see is wrong.
Ebi o ha ade a ye hu na nye.
At other times what we see is right.
Ebi o ho so na ye hu na ye.
Sometimes what we see is what we want to see.
Ebi o ho ani a ye hu na ye ade a ye pese ye hu.
It may not be there, but it is what you want to see, therefore you see it.
Ebe tunu abapo se ni ho na mo mesan se eya ade a wo pese wo hu ni ti wo be hu ni sa.
Sometimes what we see is because of what others say they have seen.
Ebi o ho so ani a ye hu ni ejira ni ebi num so ka se omo hu hu.
Jesus asked his disciples about 3 times, what did you go into the wilderness to see?
Na Yesu bisa ne suanfo ne ben prince se eden na mokọ esire num se mu behu.
When Moses was growing up,
emra Moses onyi no,
of course he had a sight.
Na ewom se no waniwa,
he grew up to about 120 and the Bible says that he still kept his sight.
Na wonyini akodi oha ani aduonu nanso na nani hu ade ara,
and then he died.
Na owuye,
may it be that you will not lose your spiritual sight in this life.
Amen. Because what
you see is very crucial in
life. There
was a man called Abraham.
He
had a relative called Lot.
In
Genesis chapter
13, the
Bible says that the headsmen of Lot, they had a fight with the headsmen of Abraham.
Na Bible mayeti asese on manne she Lot emoa ene Abraham moa no ntokwesi wo mtem.
So Abraham, being the wise man that he was, told his nephew Lot, you have received a lot of flock, and I think that you must go a different way, that I may go a different, so that there is no fight or blood between us.
Na Abraham kachere Lot say, onyame asra obebre wo moa mu enu ti ebeye se ba bi o mbe didi e din tokwa bei anka obi be fa se ana me suma fa se se ebeye ntokwa biara e ma ye ntem.
There was no fight between Abraham and Lot themselves.
Na Abraham ne Lot ntem de na ntokwa bi ani ho.
But Abraham said, you see, your blessing is so much and the place we are dwelling is little, so go to a different place. He said, look around, wherever you choose, I'll go the opposite direction.
Na onyame so lota mebusu Abraham so sa into se baabi aye wo ne sa ye nshira no edo so se baabi aye wo no enti ma wo fa se Lot baabi de wo be fa wo fa benkum a me fa nifa wo fa nifa me so me fa benkum.
So the Bible says that Lot looked round and he took the place where the pasture was very green.
Na Bible ma ye ti ase se Lot hwe no hu baabi a nhure no aye fe 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 no eho no fa.
So what do you think Abraham had?
And to show Abraham,
he was left with the parched areas, maybe close to desert.
Na bebia Abraham na ye ne bia na ho nseda nye papa.
So the moment Lot departed from the area, the Lord said to Abraham, lift up now your eyes from where you are standing, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. And God said, wherever your eyes are able to see, I will give it to you and your descendants after you forever.
Hallelujah. Now when you make a to Abraham say, since you are Lord Tikwe, Abraham, I fei ma weni suna she. She ben kumini fan, e pwe ni atoye. Bebe die weni wa betumi en huwe dubiara. Mi on yame medebe mao, ene wa sefo.
Genesis 13, 14 and 15.
Now when you were Genesis 2 do me and son, do nine any dunum.
Abraham did not ask Lot to leave because of anything bad.
Now Abraham one can't tell Lot to say on few son the bonibility.
But when Lot left, the lot of Abraham was not good.
Now Emra Lot if you are not corner, nanny aka Abraham no nanye.
I don't know what your condition is as we are at the brink of entering another year.
Na minim sanya wote bia tie sanya ye kwura afefufuro mu.
I don't know whether your Lord have let your life or a certain lot that you had has been taken away from your life.
Minim se bia wo lota eye wo dia na fi wo abrabo ma na se adibi aye de ma wo no so wa hwere ana.
God said wherever you are, right from where you are standing, he said, lift up your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Because many times when people leave our lives, we become downcast and downhearted. When we have lost something, oftentimes we cannot see well. But when Abraham lost a certain lot, you see, I'm not talking about the man Lot. When he lost a certain lot, the Bible says God said to him, lift up your eyes. Don't let what you have lost become a problem to you. Lift up your eyes. So I want to say to you, before you enter the year, if you cannot see the blessing of God in the year, you will not have the blessing of God in the year. Because when you are driving or when you are walking, you walk on what you see. It's dangerous to drive on what you cannot see. It's dangerous to walk on what you cannot see. You must always have your sight where you are going. So if you can lift up your eyes this night and see the blessing of God in the coming year, to the north, to the south, to the east,
Hallelujah.
And to the west, God says that it is possible that you can have it in your life.
It.
What do you see?
Now, you have said, there in a woohoo. A son said, say, Bibi, see what we're brought, Bomina was Shria. And yeah, now I come as a show. No, just a woohoo, now we are home. And then sooner, Rehobe to me, a cattle, and Nima woohoo. Nemom, on Yankupon catch Abraham, say, a woman send ya, Medema, one a few wounds, Sassy, see, idea. Nemom, Abraham, I fear my when it's not. Na se wo ba be ra fufufro imu na wo dwene wo se wo hu nsire bia wa fufufro num dia nsire bia ra ema wo so nemom se wo so onyame ahyehye nyoma kese kese ma afia wo be ra mu ne dia ene onyame ka kye wo se ma wani so na hwe science na sense science ra no ebe ye wo dia.
The Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more forever.
Na mizim fo wo hu won ne wo hu wo mu biom da bia ra da.
There was another. So this tells us that revelation or what you see is related to your well-being and your personal possessions.
Now where did she say adia wuhuno ebetumi adedi wo wiye die ani adia wo benyamu.
What do you want?
Eden na wohwehwe.
What can you see?
Eden na wuhu.
What do you see?
Eden na wuhu.
If you stay at it long enough, you can have it.
Na say adia wo di waniwa ehwe no.
Later on in Genesis chapter 31,
there
was a man called Jacob.
Papa bin your friend Jacob.
He was working with his uncle called Laban.
Now nene wa fa Laban na ye adwuma.
The uncle ripped him off.
Na uncle ne ye no 419.
So Jacob had worked for about 20 years, but he was very, very poor.
Na na Jacob aye adwuma be ye mfie duo no, nanso na wani biara.
Then he went into a negotiation with his uncle Laban. And the Bible says one day after the negotiations, an angel of the Lord came to him and told him, as the animals are mating, the angel said to Jacob, lift up your eyes and see that the product is yours.
Now that could be a trouble for me than the way the chair Jacob said, Emra.
So if you want to break out of somebody's domination and control,
if you
want to break out and become free and prosperous, lift up your eyes. That's what you see. In the case of Abraham, it was God who taught him. In the case of Jacob, an angel of the Lord came to teach him that lift up your eyes. You can have the blessing. Lift up your eyes. Because he was not sure. So the angel showed him that trick until every time the animals were mating, especially the strong animals, he would lift up his eyes. He did it until he ended up having more flock than his uncle. And the uncle was he was so disappointed. He was so hurt. But you see, the truth of the matter is that when people try to come against any child, if the child of God can lift up the eyes, no one formed against him shall be able to prevail.
Amen. Na utumi hu se Abraham onyankopon na ne ka tre ne se ma wani so. Na mo medu Jacob so no ọsọbọfọ na be dan ne hu edi ka kire ne sema wani so enu ti wo ye se de na ọsọbọfọ ne ka pepepe emi biara emu ano eye yi biara enkan ka omo mu hu ye de no na wo be nani so ne du pempenso obi no ne wo be nya ye ni be ye bebre ma ne wo fa ne na ye ne ya papapapa se ah me wo fa si wo ye ye asemi.
If your employer is trying to take advantage of you, this is a word for your life.
Amen. Sanya woni ni ye adwuma no oyɛ di wunya ɛne asɛmi wo dia.
Go and study Genesis chapter 31 very well. The window is 10 to 12, but study the whole passage and meditate on it, and I'm telling you that God will give you grace to succeed in the
Amen.
Coming year.
Amen. Kona ko kenkan Genesis tie dua san ba ko na hwe mu ye kenkan sam no na fa wadwene to so na wonyame be ma wunya no na wo be hu se wo be nya wo fa wo di.
Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
So your blessing is in your hand.
Ene ti wo shira na wo nsam.
And what you see you can have.
Na nya wo hu no eno na wo be nya.
It's not a shout o.
Enye dede.
It's just activating the power of God within
you.
So lift up your eyes and see into the year
2014.
You are coming out of financial difficulties into prosperity.
Pivot.
Declarations on a day like this, they are very important. Because words carry power and words are the agents of creation. But beyond that, you also have to have a dream and a vision. So add the two and make your life go in the manner it should go. When Abraham did what God told him, he became wealthy and prosperous, and things were working for him. When Jacob did the same, he became wealthy and prosperous, things were working for him.
Sara so na Jacob so tie nyo so abofo no bekan ye no enyoma ko ye na odi ye so.
Then came another man called Elijah.
Ena papa bi so e fra na Elijah so be mu.
He ordered for the heavens to hold rain from falling.
Na obompa ye se ensuo entoda.
And then after 3 years he prayed earnestly that rain will fall.
Na ifie mi en se chi no obompa ye ye se ensuo santo.
As he was praying, he kept sending his servant, go and see whether you can locate a cloud. The servant went a couple of times, and on the seventh time, he saw a cloud like a hand. Prayer makes you see what is not there.
Na empaibo amen empaibo mo wu hu ade a eni ho.
If you stand strong and pray around the morning of the coming year, I'm telling you, you are going to see certain things in your life you would not have seen.
Na se wo ba betina wona so abompa ya nopa hima ye du ko ra afefufuro numa ene na wo be hu nyo me bi e ba yon wanwa se wo be hu afia ye be ra mu.
But when you start praying, you may not see.
Nemo sa wo sa se sa wo bompa ye bi e hu.
But you have to stay at it and stay with it and keep on with it until you can see. If you have not seen, don't stop praying. Keep praying and praying and pray until you begin to see something. And once you begin to see, like Elijah said, he said, organize everything because there is a sound of abundance.
Hallelujah.
Of rain.
Now, emra wo bompa ye no ko so bompa ye ko si se onyame beda bibie didi atrew. Se enu ensia me nyan pa ye ne da esan se Elijah ka che ne se se wehu se ensuo muna ti se ensai die ene na ensuo ba betoa no no.
Your prayer life can introduce a blessing, a cloud of blessing that can rain and rain and rain. So you have a key to what happens to your life in the coming year.
And it won pa ya wo bono ebetumi ama aye se nsu amuna wo wapampam na ebeto de bebiara enti wo kuta wo yie die safo wa won pa ibom.
And then another man came on the scene called Elisha.
Na papa bi su ba e fra na Elisha.
He wanted anointing. He wanted anointing. And he went to his master. He said, I have seen that you are anointed. But the anointing you have, I want two times of what you have. His master said, you have asked for a very difficult thing. But if you see, if you see, then you can have it. What did he see? He saw many things, including the real nature of Elijah. He called him my father, my father. I would like to pray for you tonight. Because it's the work of a pastor to pray for his people. But I don't want to lay empty hands on empty heads. So I'm going to say to you, like Elijah said, you are going to pursue something which is very hard to get. But if you can see.
Na me nso me ba be ka cho ti se dia Elijah ka che Elisha no se ade a wo hwehwe na ya ade a ye din se wo benya nemom se wo be hu dia.
If you can see anointing,
se wo be hu enwosra dia,
then you will receive.
Ene na wo benya enwosra. Amen.
And receive from a father,
se wo nya fi agya ho a,
then your life can be impacted.
Ene na wa bra bo no so bibi beba so.
I have told you this story before.
Na makasa semida.
But I'm going to say it again.
Na me kan ni biom.
I was at a conference one day.
Na there be na me wa conference.
There was a man of God who had come from South Africa.
Na na nyame ni pe bi fi South Africa ba.
There were thousands of us pastors and elders and leaders who have gathered,
Na asofo ni asorin panifo bebre ahia.
So the host pastor said, I'm going to ask Bishop so and so to pray for all of us. Including himself. When I went and the man of God prayed for me, I received something. I'm telling you, I received something. From that day, I saw a certain change in my life. When he prayed, I did not fall down. Sometimes we are looking for falling down when what you must look for is the anointing. You see, it's a spiritual thing. The anointing, falling down is an effect. It's not the real thing. So don't set your eyes on the effect. Set your eyes on the anointing that a man carries. And if you can set your eyes on it and see the person as a father, because a blessing and an inheritance, it comes from a father to a son. It doesn't come from a father to strangers walking in town.
Yeah.
Every father in this house is building her house, is developing his profession, developing his life, because he wants to leave something for his children. His name, he has put his name even on the child. These things come from fathers. So if you can see, when I pray for you, like I receive from that man of God, you will also receive something.
Nah. Say they were nyamia domino.
So as I'm sharing the word of God with you, one of the things I want you to do is open your heart and soak in the atmosphere. Do you know how to do that? Soak in the atmosphere. Take your mind off fleshy things. Because words, the word of God, it carries a spirit. It carries an anointing. So open your heart and allow the word. Allow the word. And then just be so open and soak it in. Let the atmosphere of the word of God get into your spirit. Then you will leave this place with something.
Na,
because the word is everything. Hallelujah.
Na mi pese wo yi wa dwin fi bibi biara e koso wo tri mu a emo anwo. Na mo fa wa dwin nyina agya nya sam a ye ken so. Ma wa dwin ensi asem no so na be ma nwosra na e wo sa asem no no etumi aye adwuma wo mu. Yi wa dwin fi bibia so. Na fa hu sha semno ma semno enuma wo mu ma semno ensha wo mu na bie wo mu na ma semno nya adwuma wo mu.
Then there was a man called Isaiah.
Now, Papa Bill also a friend Isaiah.
He had an uncle or a relative called King Uzziah.
Now, no,
by the way, for Elisha and Elijah, you can use 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10.
Now, Elijah and Elisha, they are no better to me if I have a woman to sum you to do.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10.
So
tonight, what have you come into this place for to see? You must see the anointing. It's the anointing that has made the church what it is. Not that we are anywhere, but the anointing has brought us somewhere. So I'm saying that there is anointing here. And that anointing, if you see it, it is there for personal development. I don't know whether you can recognize it. But there's an anointing in this house.
Yes.
It's something God has given all of us. And anybody who wants it can take a knife and cut a portion and use it for himself.
Yes.
It's an anointing for personal development. You will see that there has come a certain grace upon your life. And you will see as you walk in the light of the word of God that personally you are developing. And one day, just one day, you look back on your life and you remember where you have come from, and you see that it is the anointing
Hallelujah.
That is working.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying this to call your mind to see what have you come into this service for to see. Don't just come because superstition is the last day. I have to come and receive. Come with a spiritual mind, because there is something in the atmosphere and God has put it here for me and for you. I have benefited from it. Many others have cut portions and they are benefiting from it. What have you come into this ministry for to see? It is here to develop you personally. Maybe one day we have to open the floodgates and take testimonies of people who are zero to heroes today.
Hallelujah.
Because God has put a certain grace here. See it. Look for it. Pray for it.
Yeah.
And get it by all means.
Amen.
Once it gets into your life, I'm telling you, the cockroaches and the rats and the mouse and the mice will flee from your life.
Jesus name. Now wabahe and then tina wabaha. And I swear 31st in tina wababa bon pire do one shaft if you mana. And then tina wabaha then I will say ubehu. Say I sorry when yamya maya and was rasum kubia. Sempo wobana shini man kakanka when yame mouse and my wabra bo to miss a son. Then na waba hase ube hu. Senka ube ma wenu suna wa shena we hu. Na wangu sa ngusrabi wa hanti. Mesu mepese minyangu bia. Enye beye shirama hu. Enipa bebre anya sa ngusrano eme ye juma ma wom. Enu tise na waba ha. Den tina waba. Waba sa ube shadia na na waba se ube beji ngusrane wanganibi. Na ye shadia ma hu. Nia wo shushenu. Biwe nina shusheni ye fa kuma anu ye se. Fa shushen. Na ube nya.
It's not with any man per se.
And yes, I will be so keke.
It's something God has given us. So as you are seated here, you can soak it in and you can get your impartation. I'm telling you. You see, in spiritual things, sometimes it's difficult to teach it. But you can go into a place where there is an atmosphere and you can start soaking it in until you go out with something from that place.
Now, ubetumi akwa baby, asadi aho no mo tebi aneti. Now, ubetumi edu huwe numa ma ubenya dia upeso unyansanwe fiho.
So, if you get it, you will realize that you cannot be defeated in this life.
Na se unya, ubetumi se wiasi awo mi bibi anu ubetumi akwa etiaw.
So that's 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
Enuti ye. Enu ye ahemfohume atusumie nu
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1
Isaiah tinsia chichemba akon.
The prophet Isaiah said,
now Isaiah comes and nini can say,
on the day that King Uzziah died,
I see a doubt on King Uzziah who ye nu.
I saw also the Lord.
Na mi hu erade.
Some people and certain things must die out of your life.
Enyo mebu ho wo se hu ewa wabra bo.
I'm telling you, as long as those things are there, you will never see what you must see.
Na kosi se sadia ne egusu ewa wabra bo mu de. Ne se se hu nu hu.
Cut them out of your life.
Enyo mani chicha fi wabra bo.
I said cut them out of your life.
Chicha fi wabra bo.
Let the Uzziahs die out of your life.
Na Uzziah na.
Let the Uzziah circumstances die out of your life. For in the day that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord.
Now what see a day one hini Uzziah who you know Isaiah see me sumi were a day.
I can tell you that the two events were related.
Now met me a catcher say
so let what must die die in your life, and then you will see. As long as you keep that wrong relationship in your life, you may never see. So one of the prayers you can pray for your life, pray and ask God, God, may the wrong people leave my life. May the right people enter my life. May circumstances that I have contained and patronized leave my life. That I may see.
Oh, I
now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Now, there's another book I want to introduce you to, 45 Inspiring Truths About the Birth of Jesus Christ. This is a book that is relevant to the Christmas season and also beyond the Christmas season. In the birth narratives of Christ, so many lessons can be learned that are very relevant and practical to our Christian life. I thought about giving you something that would be a good gift you could offer your friend, your boss, your loved one at Christmas. That's why I wrote this book. Now, in this 88-page book, I talk about introduction and brief history of Christmas, 5 insights that preceded Christmas, 5 principles from Christmas, 5 colors of Christmas, 5 Christmas tokens, 5 shocking things about Christmas, 5 revealing things about Christmas, 5 powerful truths about Christmas, and 5 things the Bible does not say about Christmas. I continue to talk about 5 unfulfilled truths about Christmas, and I end by summing up all these 5 principles in a chapter entitled 5 times 9 Christmas Truths. Now, I'm going to skip and just share a few of the nuggets that I have gleaned from the life story or the birth narratives of Christ with you. For example, I share that you should take it seriously when people genuinely greet or call you in an inspiring way. Mary wondered at the words of the angel, but she received it. Your journey to greater heights might start on the words of anointed people. Point 7. You can be first where you used to be last. Many people are blessed and anointed in their areas of lack. Point 12. Let the redeeming blood get you on fire for the Lord. Now, these are just the nuggets that I've gleaned from the various chapters, and I've put them together. And I've given it a motivational touch to help us to develop our Christian fight and our walk with Christ. So, if you want a good gift for a friend or a loved one at Christmas, I believe that 45 Inspiring Truths About the Birth of Christ will be very relevant. So, you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on the Empated Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26-767-6055 +233-26-767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com